is up, my pizzas? I almost forgot my lines. Have you ever had that? I say it every week, and I almost forgot my own catchphrase. What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is a new episode of Video Game Bang, episode We Lost Count. Joining me, as always, David Webb. What is up?
What is up, my calzones? Did you switch the screen? Because it doesn't look like we're...
You might just be delayed.
Yeah, I think you're just... Okay. There's a delay. David, you've been on... Are you all right, brother?
I'm all right. I'm tired. No, I just wanted to make sure the chat saw my hilarious joke that I did. Here we are. We're good.
Yeah, speaking of your hilarious jokes, before the show, you sit next to Emma on the other side of the table, so I don't really get to see too much because I'm doing, you know, work.
Wow.
And you just start laughing, looking at your phone. I'm like, oh, what happened? She's like, he's literally just looking at his home screen. Like,
he's not even looking at anything.
What did he do?
I was laughing at what you said. It just took me a minute to process it.
That seems to be the trend of tonight.
It is.
How was your week? You've been streaming too much. That's what it is.
That's what it is. I'm just so used to being on the internet and having to delay what I'm saying and reacting so it's lined up with the stream.
Wait, why are you delaying... We'll get into that.
You shouldn't be having to do that.
Yeah. We'll get into that. We'll fix that.
He's somehow trained his brain to delay itself like a Twitch stream.
Yeah, like a Twitch stream.
So he's constantly 5 seconds behind what's happening. I like it. Oh, smart. God. You're getting ahead of it.
Exactly. 5 seconds ahead of... Sorry.
Why is your stream delay 5 seconds?
It was a
I'm just shitting on his stream.
Joining us all the way back from her adventures at BlizzCon, Emma Skies.
It's me.
Oh, there we go.
I got a bone to pick with you. I just want you to think about me every once in a while, Emma. You know, we're friends, and you know Overwatch is... Okay, we're co-hosts. And
colleagues.
You know the only thing I care about is Overwatch.
Yes.
And you know the second thing I care about is cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I have no idea where this is going.
Yeah, you have no idea where this is going.
Why did you get him Captain Crunch?
She starts flexing on her social media, holding literally a stack as tall as she was of Lucio O's, the new cereal that Blizzard announced that they're going to be releasing. Luckily, we'll be able to all purchase it at the store in a few months, so it wasn't too bad. But you start posting these pictures, and I'm like, oh, I'll be on the first train and ask my good friend, co-host, the person I look up to as a political leader.
You were too late.
There were so many of them.
There were 18 in that box.
Oh, my God.
Five of them were mine and all of
you
my extras.
You have five of them?
Well, I have four with me. Well, not with me here because one was for Rachel. And then the others were claimed before you got to them.
I want names and I want to know where I stand on the hierarchy of Emma
there
Friends.
There was no hierarchy. It was whoever asked me first and you were too late.
Don't forget about how you wanting to be Bob for her cosplay too, and she shut you.
Oh yeah, that was another.
You were
thing.
Also too late on that.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Also, you've seen Greg.
So.
He's no Greg.
Yeah, I'm no Greg. Speaking of being no Greg, she is definitely no Greg, and she was on a VGB sabbatical. She said, "Guys, I've had enough. I have to escape. I have to leave the country because I just can't deal with you guys anymore." So she left the country for 8 years, and now she's back. And whiter than ever, Ivy Doomkitty, what's up?
Do they not have sun where you went?
I know. I can't tell if this is just your webcam acting up, but you are white as a ghost.
I think it's a combination of my camera and my light right here.
Yeah, you have the brightest light.
Yeah.
I can see
otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, I could have said that I was using a lot of the, you know, the whitening creams, the skin bleaching creams that they have out there.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It is definitely a thing. It's, absolutely.
Well, is this what Michael Jackson did or what?
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think he had like a medical procedure.
He had a skin condition, so he had to bleach his skin so that it could match.
Didn't he have vitiligo?
I have no idea. Anyways,
is that a drug?
Where did you go? So take us through your journey because you were all over the place.
I went everywhere. I went to Shanghai and then Beijing. And Shanghai was where the convention was at. And it was awesome. It was 3 days of nonstop judging. So they had me there specifically just to do judging.
Wait, what was that sentence?
The way you
what?
Say that sentence one more time.
It was 3 days of nonstop judging.
So you were in your element.
So
pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
So yeah, no, so I had to do judging for 3 days. It was great. It was a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of familiar faces from last year when I did the show. Met a lot of new people, which was awesome. And then also, while in Shanghai, did Shanghai Disney. And okay. They had their Halloween setup thing going on there. And then after we were done with everything in Shanghai, went to Beijing. And I went walking on the Great Wall, which was freaking awesome as hell.
So what's go back to cons in China. What's the difference between a convention there and then like the ones we may be accustomed to here?
I'd say people are definitely more outspoken here in the States than they are there. I'd say the level of in terms of people being competitive is about the same. The caliber of costuming you're going to see is roughly around the same. You're gonna see, you know, very simple costumes to very dynamic, very detailed costumes. And in terms of attendees, kind of the same thing. I'd say the only difference between specifically China and the U.S. is in China, a lot of people tend to push to anything they want to get to.
Really?
Versus, you know, like your typical excuse me's or, you know, being a little more orderly and things like that. People tend to be a lot more pushy, which for me is a big no-no. So I found myself, because I am a very, very big American in comparison to the Chinese.
Wow.
So getting from one place to the next and needing to get into spaces and things like that, they often like kind of like just move because I'm somewhat intimidating.
What's the Chinese cosplay scene like? Are you, because you're like walking in on a foreign scene, right? Because it's pretty disconnected. They got their own major cosplayers and stuff. And so when you come, what is the like interaction between them and you? Do they know who you are? Do you know who they are? Or is it just like two fish from a different tank?
A lot of them knew who I was, but we did also have a translator there because the majority didn't speak any English. So anytime I'd ask a question about a costume, we had my translator there that was, you know, going back and forth between the two of us so I could get all the information I need to be able to judge the costume. I'd say out there in terms of buying, if we're talking business, people generally don't buy so much out there in terms of prints and things like that. So I, you know, out of the country, it's a little bit of a different dynamic in that regard. So for me, I was happier just to be able to, you know, judge the contests and be more focused on those things.
Yeah. It's fascinating because of how culturally different they are. So like over here, cosplayers, you know, kind of are like these little these internet celebrities, you know, who kind of just rule the internet and they have TV shows and stuff like that. Is China the same? Like, are they on all over TV and things like that? Do you think it's bigger over there or smaller?
I think our scene in the States is a lot bigger. For them, it was a huge deal to be granted winner for Shanghai Comic Con because that person gets to compete at the C2E2 Crown Championships of Cosplay for a chance to be crowned the global champion of cosplay.
I didn't even know this was a thing. This is all real?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've judged the Crown Championships of Cosplay at C2E2 2 years ago.
So what? Who can qualify? Why are you judging and not entering? Like, is there like levels? Have you like been there, done that, or how does that work?
On my end, I've judged so many of the Reed Pop conventions. You know, on my end, I've judged all of the Australia conventions save for I think one. I also judged the two of them in the UK, Shanghai. I'm judging Vienna next weekend or the following weekend. And then the ones in New York and Chicago and Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle. So having judged all of those different ones and just judging all the time, I just go straight. Like they invite me to judge those contests. Nice. So for C2E2, it's going to be – that one's intense. The UK just got added in since they acquired MCM Comic Con. So that's a whole other segment. So they all compete. And then the one overall winner of the UK will then go and compete for the global championships.
Holy shit.
I think it's next year, or the following year.
What, Emma, you're a cosplayer. Do you follow these like competition? Like it seems like esports to me, this would be like to you guys, where you guys kind of have your eyes on which cosplayers winning what tournaments and things like that?
I only follow the competition if like somebody that I follow is in it. Like if somebody that I follow is in a competition, I'll keep an eye on it because I want them to win because I like their work.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they kind of, Reed Pop has a bunch of these different conventions and they all kind of group up in Chicago for the big ones. So I'll watch that. I watch the New York ones. I watch pretty much, those are the only two that I keep an eye on. And then you just kind of hear about things. And the BlizzCon one was really, really good.
Who won that one?
Was awesome.
Kelton FX won, and his Symmetra. That's my boy. Oh my God. So he, yeah. Oh, he did this, I can't even explain it. He did this really, really beautiful Symmetra cosplay, and it, like, he took bits and pieces of different skins that she has and then also researched Hindu, like the Hindu culture, and put bits and pieces of Hindu culture into his costume. Like, he went hard. And he's like an FX artist, I think, for a living. So yeah, he
actually did my antenna for Mantis.
Oh, that was that guy. Those. We hung out with that dude.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys know him.
Yeah, he's sick. So he has, like, you know, obviously his face is here, and then he has two other, like, faces. Like, fully looks like him, completely realistic life masks on the side. And so I guess I was talking to somebody that was there, and, like, he comes out, and there's, like, a good amount of applause, and then he turns, and you see that he's got multiple faces, and people, like, lost their shit.
That looks awesome.
And there was a very, very, very well-deserved win. That was... Oh yeah! Fantastic. And in Jolly, like, she crashed his photo shoot at one point. Like, he was doing photos or something, and she kind of knocks on the door, and he's like, "Oh, you can come in." And she walks in, and he just like dropped what he was holding. He was just like about to cry. Like, he was so and she loved it.
That's so cool.
I want to hear. So Emma, you went down to BlizzCon for business. There was a reason you guys went down there, and I saw you were, like, on a projector.
I went for business support. I was supporting Rachel in her business. The Overwatch merch team actually invited Rachel and myself out there. It was very nice of them to extend that offer to me. But they were going to talk about – well, I guess we can talk about it now. So the Overwatch is teaming up with Her Universe, which is the company that puts on the fashion show that Rachel entered into and that I modeled for. So they were teaming up with Her Universe, and they're putting out Her Universe Blizzard clothing. And as part of that, they wanted to talk about the fashion show and Rachel's design in particular. So it was super last minute because they weren't allowed to talk about their partnership with Her Universe. But like a week before, we got an email from the Blizzard guy that we'd met at the show that took the video. The video that you saw that got like freaking like 30,000 views on Twitter. Yeah. He's the one that invited us out. So he wanted us to come out and kind of highlight us in the panel a little bit and talk about us. And it was very, it was cool.
They set you up.
I did not
like
seeing it on the projector. I was not a fan.
They set you up, though. You sent pictures of your space on the floor during the big Blizzard keynote.
Oh, yeah. They gave us, like, reserve seating in the panel hall because we were going to be part of that.
Yeah.
And because it wasn't, like, the keynote was before it, so we just had reserve seating for that panel for the keynote.
Wow, so you were, like, pretty much front row for all the festivities.
The way the Blizzard keynote works is that they're in different rooms, which is why they're all broad. Like, you saw, they're all broadcast in different rooms. And so there actually wasn't anything in our room, so it was just the broadcast of it. Like, we were just watching it on a screen. But the panel room, like, was full of people that were sitting there watching it.
So we might as well just get right into the first story here because we touched on it a little bit last.
First row for this, too.
Yeah, you were. You were right there for this? In the room?
No, in room for the broadcast.
Okay.
We were the broadcaster. Okay. We were watching it happen live.
This is going to be a hot topic of debate because I feel like we might be buying into a little bit of hysteria here. So what happened was, for the most part, BlizzCon was a great success. All the announcements were taken very well, except the one for Diablo. They come out, if you watch a stage show on YouTube, it's actually the most cringiest.
It's rough.
Yeah, it's so bad. But they announced Diablo, and people start getting really excited. And it's got a big Diablo logo behind him. And then he's like, for the mobile device!
Oh. And people literally left the theater.
Crickets, too.
Wow.
People stood up and left.
It was, and you could tell, like, it was one of those things where on the stage where the dude does a lot of those, like, he'll make another part of the announcement. And it's available on Android. Crickets. And you'll be seeing it next fall. crickets.
Oh my God.
He ruined it. He screwed up the whole rest of his thing.
I mean, he didn't ruin anything. The game ruined everything.
They do.
You don't want to be the one up there, though, announcing that.
Right.
Do you think he knew that it was going to be seen that way? Because it looked like you could see the surprise hit him.
I bet he didn't know how bad it was going to be.
Yeah. I don't think he expected it to be.
Like, I'm sure they expected that it would be a rough release. But I can't imagine anybody expecting how bad it was.
People walking out's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible. They did a Q&A session.
It did not go well.
You know, they should just stop letting guys in red shirts ask questions. This is the second time a dude in a red shirt goes up there and owns the developers. But
what did he say?
He said, is this just an out-of-season April Fool's joke? Or
and the crowd fucking exploded. They all laughed. Oh, they cheered.
He was a hero. The guy.
I think it was the only cheering during that whole panel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My other favorite was the guy that walked up and asked, is there any plans to release this on the PC? And the guy that's up there, Wyatt, I think was his name, and he's like, well, we're going to have this out on iOS and Android, and at this time, there are no plans to release it on PC. And the whole crowd starts booing, and in the middle of their boos, he goes, do you guys not have phones? And you knew that was going to get memed the second he said it.
He crossed the line. That was a dangerous one there because
you can't clap back like that.
I think it was one of those he already knew he was done. He mentally was broken and he's like, why not just try and troll, like piss people off now? Here's the other side of the coin though. So a lot of people are upset. I saw a lot of like really just as cringy as that announcement were, there was worse tweets out there from people that really sound like entitled babies.
But so many good memes.
There's a lot of good memes. Those are funny. You can meme good things and bad things. But when you actually take to Twitter and you start getting actually mad and you feel like these developers owed you something, and then you go on there and you're like, I don't want this fucking mobile game. This piece of shit. Worst BlizzCon ever. I hate this. Dude, chill. Like, these game developers get paid. They decide to make the games. They want to make games. It's an art. Video games are art. That's a lot of times we say that, right? These are not video games. These are interactive pieces of art. So if the artists come together and decide what they're going to build, like, maybe you're going to get another Diablo on the PC. It's just not going to be this year.
That's one of the things that they talked about, like, after all this backlash, too, as I was reading an interview with some of the dev team, and they were very clear. They're like, this is not the only Diablo project we're working on right now.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but fucking say that, too, because you're going to piss people off.
That probably would have been the best thing to say. Instead of clapping back with, you guys have phones, don't you? Say something like, we are working on another Diablo project for the PC.
He was driven to that point.
He was.
And what if it's not ready to show? Like, I'm sure they're working on it.
That sounds a lot more like frustration, too, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, he's at the end of his rope. He's got nowhere else to go at this point.
Yeah,
like,
why not
screw this?
Yeah, just blow it up. Self-destruct.
Yeah. I'm not saying show it, though. I'm just saying
announce
say
that there's something in the pipeline.
That should be what you say it
no,
back.
No.
No? You
no,
think he was right to
that.
Cut back?
You're the developer. You know, wait and announce it when you're ready the way you want to. Because that would have been confirming it, and that ruins a really cool reveal later down the road.
Well, that and they probably don't want to eat into all the revenue they thought they were going to get from this
true.
Game.
Looking at it from a marketing perspective, though, when they do the official reveal, however they do it on a stage and
they
an E3,
reference this.
It's, well, unfortunately, but it should be a complete surprise. That's what you want to get hit with. Like, oh my God, Halo's back. You know, whenever they do those really good surprises, if he would have been like, we're working on it. It would be like, oh, now Kotaku and everybody's going to write articles like, hey, we're going to get it. We just don't know when. And then you open up the floodgates and you just kill the buzz and the actual hype around your game. Bethesda, like, I feel like they copped out a little bit. Like, you know how they did their thing at E3 and then at the very, very end showed trailers for games we're not going to get for 6 years?
Yeah.
I feel like that spoils it for me. I want to get it, like, when it's pretty close to being done and get some awesome visuals. But now we know it's coming. Now we got expectations. And any one of a million things could happen, and that game could get canceled altogether.
That's valid. That's true.
My thing with this is, like, I understood the anger and the frustration because I don't play Diablo, so I don't have a horse in this race. I didn't really give a shit. But I can imagine if, you know, the head of 343 Industries comes out, they've been kind of coyly talking about a new Halo game, and they're like, all right, we're finally gonna give you the next step in this franchise, and it's a mobile game. I would lose my fucking shit.
Yeah,
I would lose my mind.
They did that to us once, though. Remember with the Spartan Assault? Were you able to follow any of the BlizzCon stuff, and what games were you most interested in?
I didn't, aside from the new character for Overwatch, and also following Kelton's costume build for the contest.
So did you just see the reveal, or did you get a chance to watch that video yet?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Okay, and what do you think of the character so far, the design and all that?
She looks really cool. I think she looks really awesome. I did see on Twitter that she was compared to another streamer.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Holy crap, they look exactly the same.
They do, right?
She was like, yeah. I got to cosplay this because that's literally my face.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Yeah.
It's trippy.
I feel really bad that I don't remember who it was, because I want to like shout her out, but I don't remember what her name was.
But I need all the skins. Yeah, I absolutely need all the skins. So that's happening.
They had the concept art up for another one of her, for I think one or two more of her skins, and they're going to be bomb. Like, they had like a mobster skin, and every skin that she gets, obviously Bob gets a new skin, but he has his little mustache in every skin and his little hat.
So Bob. The mobster one and the safari one.
The safari one was the one that I liked.
Yeah, those two are on PTR already.
Those are cool,
as her first legendary skins.
Nice.
I saw the Overwatch ones. They don't, they're sneaky because they don't put, like, if you log into the PTR and you go to the skins, they don't show the Overwatch League ones. But if you hit the filter button when you're in her hero gallery, you could select Overwatch League and see them all.
Oh,
so they're loaded in there. You just have to kind of hack around to find it.
Yeah.
But they look beautiful.
Do they?
Oh my God. Yeah. This is a, she's the most fun character to play. I'm hearing the most positive things about her
from
the pros, from management and staff. Like, they're excited that the higher skilled players are going to have another character to add to their pool.
Oh, yeah.
Who's actually really fun.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
You got to try her. So
I got
How long did you wait in that line?
It actually wasn't long, because we went during the closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
Which was about the shortest line you're going to get on anything in BlizzCon. So opening and closing ceremonies are good times to go to things. But like, I'm not going to get a chance to play her on the PTR because I don't have a PC. So this was like my only chance to play her before, you know, she's publicly available. And she's a lot of I had to play on
you
PC. I had
were
to play on
a PC.
My first time playing Overwatch on PC. I was like, we're in that line for maybe 15 minutes. And I'm like super hype. We get up there. I'm so excited. I sit down. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Let's do it. How do I reload?
Oh my God.
And I'm looking at Jesse next to me. I'm like, how do I melee? I need a controller. Where's the B button?
This is sad, but I feel... I'm happy that this happened to you.
But she's a ton of fun, although the very first thing they're going to do is nerf her dynamite.
What do you mean? What do you think they're going to nerf
her? Her dynamite does so much damage.
It's true. A damage over time. But to land those shots, like, it's kind of hard to hit someone with that. Like, you have to aim pretty darn well.
Well, it'll explode on its own. You don't have to shoot it.
Yeah, but it's timed and it's got a big ticker. Like, I've never once been hit by that TNT by someone who didn't shoot it.
Yeah.
Because it's just so loud and takes the fuse is pretty long. I wanted to know what were you, so how did you do, like, were you able to shoot it when you threw it, or were you just completely lost?
No, I was actually aiming just fine. I mean, I couldn't hit the thing because I can't aim anyway, but no, I did just fine. I was landing some good headshots.
So does this spark anything within you to try and, okay.
I'm not going to rebuy the game.
That's three times.
But
she shot me down.
Like, her dynamite takes out, what, 75% of a full Reinhardt shield?
Holy crap.
It takes out the entirety of Brigitte's shield, and if it takes out a shield, the rest of the damage goes to the character.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pretty much one-shot Brigitte with that thing, and then if you still don't get them, they get set on fire, so they continue to take damage.
That's true, yeah.
That thing is going down immediately.
I think that you're probably right, come to think of it. And I've been playing her a lot, but only in games where it's all people just as her.
Yeah.
So I have zero idea of how it impacts other heroes at this point and what the meta is going to look like. Because right now, Bob is the most OP thing ever because, you know, you don't have no shields or anything.
Well,
because
she's kind of a squishy. She's a little bit.
Yeah, no, she's squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, super fun to play. What about any cosplays for you? Is that in the cards?
For her? Probably not.
No?
No. Well, because she's like the cowboy aesthetic. It's not my aesthetic. There's a lot of people I know that really want to cosplay her, but I'm not on that train.
Ivy, you were going to do a McCree. Does this change your way of thinking at all? Are you still going McCree?
I'm on the fence right now.
Because you got to make a decision, right? You can't do both.
Exactly. It's going to be one or the other. But I really, really like the American McCree skin. So I don't know.
I say stick with it.
Hoku Props is going to be working on the arm.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's doing my arm for me.
Yeah, that guy.
So it'll be nice.
Yeah, he's great.
You have no idea who that is, do you?
No, he does.
Oh, yeah, Sheldon. Yeah, Sheldon actually sent me the hat.
What you have?
I'll be using for it too.
I thought you were going to reach out and just grab it. That would have been wild.
I was, but I'm wearing sunglasses, so I can't see in the damn room.
It's bright enough in there. How do you not see?
While Ivy tries to not die, I guess.
Oh, wait. I have one more BlizzCon thing.
Please.
But I'll post it on Twitter. But the best thing about BlizzCon, I don't know if you saw it, was the video I took.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Of the Diablo area.
Oh.
So the line to get into Overwatch, completely packed. The line to get into WoW, completely packed. You go over to Diablo Immortal, they had dozens and dozens, just row upon row of phones and station, completely fucking empty. Not one person wanted to play that game. And it's the best video I took there all weekend.
What's tough is that Blizzard's such a reputable company. They make good stuff and they put 100% into it. I'm sure that like crushes them. I don't know.
Fucking sucks.
Yep, it sucks. Here we go. Emma's telling the news.
So was your other theme song just a ploy to get me to not hate this one as much?
Did that
work?
Because this one is less infuriating now that I've heard the other one.
Which
you know
other
what?
One? Cause just...
That was my plan the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
First try.
Emma,
do I need to give you more of an introduction than a damn song?
Anyway, Red Dead Online is coming this month.
Okay.
Which people have been waiting on. And we now know it's coming, quote, toward the end of the month.
Okay.
Which is very specific.
David, have you put any more time into this?
Oh, yeah. I wanted Dead or Alive in part of the map. And then in another part of the map, I have a $225 bounty on my head, which doesn't sound like that much right now, but it's like... That's a lot of money in
back
Red
then?
Dead. That's like a $1.2 million bounty. I
know when I was playing, I was looting bodies, and it was like, you found a nickel.
Yeah. I was like, oh, crap. Well, no, because like, so I did this mission, and maybe there's a different way to do it, and I just did it like, because it's open world, so there's different ways to do things, and maybe I just picked the wrong way of doing it, but I ended up having to shoot myself out of a really bad situation. And then, like, book it out of there. And then, so I'm wanted Dead or Alive there, $225 in another place. So I'm trying to get out of the, like, I'm trying to get across the river to where it's safe for me. And I go too fast through a town, and I get disturbing the peace. So then I have to book it after.
Wait, what? That's a
thing. If you go too fast through town, you get disturbing the peace. And then they start chasing after you. So you have to outrun them.
So they disturb the peace because you disturbed the peace?
Yeah.
This sounds like too much work.
There's
I love it because if you guys listened to the show last week, Webb was telling his story on how he actually started on this life of crime.
Oh, God.
Which is
that pretty, was such a saddening thing.
Pretty funny all in itself. So I imagine that all of these different wanteds that you have is all just from stupid accidents of stuff that probably could have been prevented, but you're just awful luck.
The big ones, no. I think that's like... And maybe it was the path I took, the mission path that led me to that point where that was the only way I could do it. Those two, no. But the stupid, like, I had another one because I ran into somebody else, and then like I got like an assault bounty, so I had to go pay that. Like most of it have been $5, so it's whatever.
Do you go in there and pay your stuff, or do you have to get arrested every time?
No, I just go. You could go to the post office and you could pay it, and I'll
what?
I'll only
Only you. You're probably the only person in the world who's doing this.
No. The only reason why I pay it is if I have to go there to do a mission.
I want
to
see David waiting in line. He's playing the game and there's a line and there's 30 minutes and he's trying to wait to pay his bounties.
Yeah.
The game gives him a prompt. Are you sure you don't want to just kill everybody? And, you know?
Oh, man. There was, hey, hang on. Okay, speaking of my murder spree, there was an opportunity where I had to kill somebody and instead I just tied them up. So I feel like I'm trying to balance some karma here.
All right.
So, Corey, do you pay your bounties or no?
Hell no. They have to kill me every time and I respawn at a hospital or some shit. Like, for anything. I never pay my bills in that game. Like, that's why I play that game, so I don't have to do that shit.
So the game I'm playing right now, I'm trying to go the good path. But I have debated on starting a new game in a different save file and just saying, like, fuck everything and just go straight into being wanted dead or alive.
Red Dead Redemption 2 sales top 17 million copies. As of today.
I saw they made more in the first 8 days with Red Dead Redemption 2 than they did in 8 years of Red Dead Redemption.
Wow. That's what happens. That's how you do a sequel right, ladies and gentlemen. This is not Assassin's Creed where you get 80 different versions in 3 months.
Yeah.
This is like long time in the making, and the first Red Dead was so good and it only aged better.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how you do it.
You don't wanna ask me if I put any time in the game?
I already know the answer. Unless you're gonna surprise us, did you actually try it?
I know you booted it up. How far did you get?
I'm a couple hours in. I started playing.
What? Really? Yep. What?
Yes!
Wait. Ask me if I like it.
Do you like it?
Not yet.
Wait, okay.
It's progress!
Right. Hang on. Because she's a couple hours in.
The first two hours are so fucking boring.
Yeah, when you're in the snow, right?
Oh my god, yeah. I'm past the snow.
Oh, you
you're
are?
Past the snow now?
I'm past, well, am I? No, I might still be. I finished a couple things that I was supposed to do, and it's so boring.
So it gets better once you get out of the snow.
That's the only reason I'm sticking with it, is because everybody's telling me that.
Yeah, once you get out of there, and then you can start doing missions.
But it's so long.
It is long. I was streaming it, and like I looked at my stream time. I was like, 2 hours? I'm still like in the tutorial. That's a two-hour tutorial.
I know. I saw another streamer that I follow that tweeted. Holy She's crap. Like, I'm going to play like the first 4 hours of this game off stream so I don't bore you guys, I know, and then I'll put
that
it
was,
on.
That was Kaljeet, right?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was Kaljeet.
It's smart.
Is a tutorial really that long?
But it needs to be. There's so many buttons.
That's why I accidentally shot somebody. I was trying to talk to her, and I hit the wrong button, and I shot her.
This game aged me into an old
person. Don't stream it until later on.
Yeah, get a few hours in. Yeah. And then
once you get out of the snow, and you'll know that, you'll know what we're talking about when you play it. Once you get out of the snow, then you can start streaming from there.
It's just.
Okay. I mean, I played the first one, and I freaking loved it. So I haven't had a chance to pick up anything since I've been gone.
You got
to
get on this, Ivy. People want to see you stream it.
I know. I still need to get Spider-Man, but I need to get a PS4 first for that.
Spider-Man? That game was like 8 years ago.
Spider-Man.
Is it really?
Dead game.
I'm so hyped to get that DLC now that I'm finally back from cons.
Oh yeah,
I can't wait for the next DLC.
We didn't talk about this last week, but it was pretty awesome, and it just again proves Emma's favorite game, Fortnite.
I hate it.
They have been.
I hate this.
They're
story
marketing
already.
Geniuses.
I don't care. I hate it.
They did this thing where they had a cube, and it was like some alien cube that was like sliding across the map super slowly, is purpley and glowy, and then it exploded and created a new part of this map, you know, but it was just still there. And everybody's talking about what's going to happen with this cube. It's been moving forever. Even at the convention, you hear people talking about it. It got its own name, Kevin the Cube.
Kevin the Cube.
And this week, finally, they put out a tweet like the day before saying, like, hey, tomorrow at this time, log in because something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody logs in, record numbers, crashing the servers. Everybody gets in this damn game to see what's going to happen to this cube. It starts spinning around out of control. People drop into the Battle Royale game. It's still a match. You could shoot each other, but most people aren't shooting each other. They just want to see what the fuck's happening. You know you've done a good job when people aren't even trolling.
Was it just confetti? No. Was it just confetti everywhere?
Pretty much. What it did is it spun, did a rapture, took everybody out into this like vast floaty
thing. Oh, okay. So those are the thumbnails I keep seeing of like them like touching something.
Yeah, then they're in there floating. You could see all the other players across the world floating across in this like other dimension.
Yeah.
And then a butterfly spawns out, this beautiful butterfly flies down to you. That's what it does.
Yeah.
And then you put your finger out and it lands on it and it goes bing, and then it just dropped everybody back.
What? This game fucking sucks.
The map, I think, is different now, and like there's a new update and things going on, but still, like, they're creating this story out of a game that has none, and they're blending the world of dropping, you know, things in real life in deserts, real life, and then putting that in the game. Good job to them. I don't play the game, but I'm always looking up to see what's happening because I'm fascinated at the marketing. So good job.
I wonder how quickly, once everyone dropped back in, like how quick, like who was the first one to go?
All right, we're back in it.
Yeah. Just started shooting.
Everybody. That was the best part of the streams. Yeah. Is like everybody dropped in the same spot to see this thing.
Yeah.
So then they all just battle royale. They're all going bananas.
Wow.
I hate it.
You love it. What else we got?
Potentially a new Legend of Zelda game. Well, actually not. I mean, yes, a new Legend of Zelda game, not potentially.
So what happened? Because I missed the story. You're going to have to
educate. According to GameSpot, Nintendo has published new job listings that further confirms the developer has already begun production on another Legend of Zelda game.
Okay.
It was in Japanese, so it got like a rough English translation. But they're looking for a 3D CG designer for levels and things like that for the next Legend of Zelda game. So they pretty much confirm in the thing that is happening.
So they put in there Legend of Zelda, or they're
I believe
like,
so. Yeah, that was in the translation.
They just put like at the bottom, if you're really good at green tunics, is a plus. But don't tell anybody what this game is.
I think the what I read was that it actually says the next Legend of Zelda game.
Okay. Because I was asked that posting. Too.
It says it doesn't specify what kind of game or if it's a new story in the franchise, only that it's the next game. So is it a sequel or like another sequel? Is it a remaster? Is it like a little mini game?
It's going to be on mobile.
But no. Is it a mobile game? But
it was
what
until
it's for
Blizzard
is, they said, where is it? The 3D CG designer's primary roles are the creation of terrain and topography for fields and dungeons, as well as concept art. So they're bringing dungeons back, which I guess a lot of people missed in Breath of the Wild.
I wonder how long this is going to take. I mean, this is exciting, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing stories pop up over the years, but I don't anticipate getting this game for a long time, especially with how recent Breath of the Wild came out.
Yeah, that was 2 years, 3 years ago?
Yeah, maybe two. Two most.
Two at the most, yeah.
So maybe like a remaster or, yeah, I don't know.
I love chat because they really started popping off about the Fortnite. Apparently, we have some Fortnite
they did.
Fans.
Oh, and fuck them. NFL and Fortnite. You see the NFL skins?
Yeah. Yeah, they made the NFL skins. I saw there was a meme. It didn't take anybody but 2 seconds to get a 49er skin, find the football court, and make him kneel.
Hey!
Oh, snap.
Front page Reddit immediately. I like Steven's idea in chat who says, y'all should get a 12-year-old Fortnite correspondent.
Oh, my God. Who's got a niece? Who's got a nephew?
Come to us via satellite. It's Timmy.
You know,
hi guys.
I wonder if my nephew plays Fortnite.
I went to vote yesterday or on the 6th. Yeah,
proud
yesterday.
Of you.
And thank you. And as I was walking towards elementary school, there were these two kids on the other side of the road who saw my energy jersey, and they yelled, "Hey, nice energy shirt!"
Oh,
and
that's
I yelled across the street, thank you.
And then he said, you want some candy?
You know?
You guys want to be on the podcast?
No, I yelled, yeah, it's my favorite team. And then they replied back, me too.
Aww.
And I yelled, what game do you play?
Someone yelled, just walk over to them.
And somebody else asked, did this even really happen?
Yeah, no, I got a witness. And my wife doesn't lie. And she yelled back, Fortnite. So I know for sure, like, I've never gotten called out in public for that jersey before.
Yeah.
But because Fortnite, it's got these people really paying attention, these little people paying attention to esports and all these influencers. So it was a good moment. But speaking of voting, everybody here voted, right?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ivy? Good. Yeah, she.
That was
she
a nod for the audio podcast. Yeah, that was a nod. Podcast.
Although
I did say, I said yes.
I didn't vote where I live, though.
What does that mean?
So I didn't change my voter registration. I thought I did, but apparently I didn't. So I voted in like a different district. So like the major stuff was the same, but there were other things that I was like,
all the local stuff.
I don't, sure. Yeah. That's, they sound like they have a good name. Yeah,
wow.
They should
did
be
you not update your driver's license?
No.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. So I was going to go to where I should be voting and just try it. Cause you could register to vote day of,
mm-hmm.
you can do it in person. So I was going to go and say like, hey, like I'm already registered to vote. Can I just change? But I didn't, I was being responsible and I was afraid they wouldn't let me vote and I wouldn't have time to go back out to where I needed to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to go.
They probably would have just given you a provisional ballot, but maybe. that's, it's better the way you did it. It's easier.
I knew I
meant. But now go to the DMV and update your freaking address and it'll update your voter registration automatically.
I need a new license this year anyway. So I'm
there you go.
It was good. It felt really good. I felt like then you see the results the next day because I guess people stay up all night counting them that night or something.
Yeah.
So the results were already.
I mean, it's
on
not
there.
Like people that are going through and like, this one's a yes, we'll put it
it's
over
automated.
There. This one's a no, we'll put it over
I know
there.
It's automated, but I like to think that it's like a bunch of, because you go to these. You go
it's
to
all
these
old people.
It's all old people. So I want to think of like Ethel sitting there going,
one, two.
And she's just making tallies.
Yeah, that's how we do it, right?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, that's 1,947,312.
You start getting it tied to these propositions.
Well, when
stuff.
They do the recount, yeah. like any time that there's a recount that needs to be done, I believe they manually do those then.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Florida several years ago.
Yeah. The hanging chads. You start getting tied to these movements, and then when yours loses, you get sad, and then when yours wins, you get excited. Like
yeah.
it's pretty. And
good.
Apparently,
that's, you should be involved like that. That should be exciting for you.
It is. It's like I said, it's like a real life RPG of the world where we're all deciding, and that's all democracy.
And if
is.
You
it's
didn't vote,
game.
Look at what you missed out on. Next time, you could be a part of it.
Well, there was like record numbers this time too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially like, with the millennials.
Well, depending
age.
On where you live, not in Sacramento.
No.
21% voter turnout in Sacramento.
Whoa.
Last I saw.
Damn. Okay, so here's a question at the risk of Emma getting upset with me. Was there a vote, an election in between the 2016 presidential election and this one?
There was the primaries. That was in June, which might be what you're thinking of.
Oh, okay, because I was an inactive voter. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I voted in the last election. The only thing I could think of is
the primaries. So before what we had yesterday was a general election. And before
right.
every general election, there's a primary election, which is where there's like 19 candidates in every category. And then they narrow
to,
it down
right,
to the
okay.
two that are going to run in the general.
So oh, I didn't okay. vote for that. So for some reason, I missed one election and they're like, oh, he's inactive.
So they always make a big deal about the presidential primaries. And that's when you have like there's 9 Republicans running and they're all arguing with each other.
Right.
And then they pick one and that represents the Republican Party or so on and so forth for every party.
Gotcha.
All right, politics with Emma Skye.
The more you know.
Let's just do a little break in the middle of the show here to let you guys know if you guys are watching this live in Twitch chat, which many of you are, we want to thank you guys all for the participation. The Jews and the TARDIS, the Ruru 2, Goliath, AJ Slaxon. Did you see this guy? He said, I've been listening to the show for months and my first time actually stopping by the stream. So thank
hey,
you so much,
welcome.
Dude, for joining us. Basically, if you listen to the podcast, we do the show live on Twitch, twitch.tv/videogame_bang, where you can come and actually see our faces as we do this. You get to see the little physical facial reactions, all the tension in the room, which you guys, you wouldn't believe how much tension is in this room every week. You can actually see that, participate in it. And then if you guys, are in the Twitch stream, you can follow the podcast on iTunes, and you can do it on Android and Spotify. Everywhere you can find podcasts, you could find this show, and you can rate it 5 stars, give a nice little comment, and you guys keep doing it, and it's actually helping. We got rated number 14 podcast list that you need to be subscribed to.
Sweet.
And that means a lot to us. So thank you guys all for that. What's our next news story, Emma Skies?
Did you guys talk about the Nintendo Direct Smash stuff last week?
A little tiny bit, but I want to hear your thoughts on this. You saw the characters, right?
So I'm not going to lie. I have one note on this, and it says Curtis.
Curtis, take it away.
Curtis, I talked to Curtis about this, and we were pretty much on the same page. Ken, we expected. you know, Echo Fighter for Ryu. It was kind of leaked. We already kind of knew that was going to happen. And then they dropped a Pokemon on us, a rando one. Yeah, his name is
Incineroar.
Incinecat.
Incineroar.
Incineroar. You're right. It's a.
We're like, all very, very well informed on this.
No, because it's like Incinerator, but he's like a tiger, so it's roar.
He's a little kitty cat.
Incineroar.
Incineroar. He's a Pokemon who does like wrestling, professional wrestling style moves. So cool.
So he acts.
It's real to me. It's real to me, Emma. And then the one that kind of took everybody by storm, Piranha Plant.
I did see that. Because he's got little feet.
And somewhere Waluigi just was like, what the fuck, guys? Like, you're letting the fucking Piranha Plant, who doesn't even have arms.
Wah.
Wah.
I want to see. I picture Waluigi. I mean, real life. Let's pretend this is real life, right? He's sitting there in the front row of the presentation. He's ready. He's like, oh, they're going to announce me. They're saying new character. And they go, and now our new character. And he starts straightening up, and he gets up, and they say Piranha Plant. And it's just like the
He Zoolanders it. He walks up anyway.
Yeah.
He's so sure
it's going to be his name. Meanwhile, the Piranha Plant walks up behind him like.
They're like, look at the screen behind you, and it's a big Piranha Plant.
The memes on this one are pretty crazy, too. They're like, what's next? Like, they're just going so far out of the ballpark with Piranha Plant.
Oh, yeah.
That now anything's a possibility.
My favorite
is the next one.
Oh, Bowsette would
Bowsette,
be.
Bowsette, yeah.
It's no.
Echo Fighter for Bowser. My favorite was the meme with Waluigi holding the Piranha Plant. It said, new fighter, and then it zoomed in on the Piranha Plant. Damn.
I just like his little feet. He's got little. They gave him feet, but no arms.
He's gonna be fun. He's gonna keep everybody guessing. It was a brilliant move by them. They said that also. They obviously didn't make any more announcements, but all of the rest of the DLC fighters are chosen already. So those will be announced soon, I'm sure. But the game doesn't need any more hype to sell. That's why I knew it wasn't gonna be some huge reveal. Like a Banjo, because everybody's already going to go buy this game. Who's going to go buy it? They're announcing. They're already selling accessories like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
You got the wireless GameCube controller. There's now the regular controllers they reissued. GameCube controllers. So this game is going to be all kinds of crazy. Ivy, question for you. We are in the golden age of video games. Like the ones that. Most of them are already out, but we still got Let's Go Pikachu coming out. We still got Smash Bros. There's still Fallout 76. We just got Red Dead. Which game are you most excited about for the end of the year?
For me, it's just what's come out. I don't know what's going to be coming out, really. I'm mostly excited just for actually sitting at home and getting Red Dead and playing that, catching up on some more Overwatch, and... a lot more Pokemon Go, of course, because I play that incessantly.
Pokemon Go, are you catching the new ones? Did you get all the like Chinese exclusive ones, the China exclusive ones?
You actually could not play it out there, or at least it wasn't working while I was there. And two, I had like a phone for about a day and a half, and then it was stolen. So. The rest of the trip was without phone.
Oh my god! I remember seeing your social. So tell what happened.
Yeah, so that's why.
How do you know it was stolen?
From me for like 9 days, did or someone, 10 days, or something like that.
How do you know it was stolen? Did someone like you didn't get? Did it get ripped out of your hands and the dude ran away?
Because sometime between being at Disneyland and walking around Shanghai and getting back to the hotel, the phone went bye bye.
That doesn't mean
and
someone
I don't
stole
know
it.
Where. Huh? Wait,
that doesn't mean someone stole it.
Well, I wouldn't have left it somewhere because you know how I am attached to my phones when I have them.
It's valid. So this is the the Bootsy phone that you got to replace.
There's that
the
dookie
other phone.
Ass phone that you can't take photos with or do anything on. Dang, it's very minimal. But I did download Pokemon Go because I had every intent to play and my plan has international data and all that crap. So I figured, we'll get some stuff, but that wasn't happening.
I don't know why it took them like 8 years to do this, but they finally made an update to Pokemon Go that we've been waiting for, where you don't actually need to have the app open to record your steps.
Hey!
Yes.
Thanks fucking Christ.
Awesome. Yeah, and you get weekly points, so there's milestones if you walk a certain distance with it for whatever each week.
Where the fuck was it this weekend? When did it come out?
This is last weekend.
Oh shit! Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, see,
because I walked like 18 miles this weekend, all total.
Are you back into Pokemon Go?
Your Fitbit, doesn't it?
Yet you still have the thing though in your car.
Yeah.
And you don't use it.
No.
You don't.
It's like I moved it into my house now. So right. I'm like, I'm not going to use this. This doesn't need to be my car.
You don't have any interest in getting a Switch,
no.
So you're not going to play Let's Go Pikachu. You're not going to play. Okay, so.
No.
I'm wasting my breath. What's the next news story?
Well, you asked the question. What are you excited for?
I think I'm just excited for Ash, first
Fair
of
enough.
All.
Fair enough.
I really feel like that's going to get me back into it. But there's so much. Like, I'm so overwhelmed by the options. Like, I've been playing way too much Magic the Gathering still. I've been neglecting Blackout. Or Black Ops 4.
You've been neglecting your $100 game?
My
God, this is such a shock.
You mean he found
another game 2 weeks later that he loves even more?
You know,
this is so shocking.
You know what?
I never could have guessed.
I did feel guilty. I'm not going to lie. Like today when I hit that moment where I was like, hey, I have about 40 minutes to play a game. And like Blackout was the first one that went on my mind. And then I was like, ah. But Ash is on the PTR, but I did spend $100, but Ash is on the PTR, but I spent $100. Ash is on the PTR.
I 100% forgot that you spent $100 on that game.
I will never forget, nor will I ever let anybody forget.
I'll get plenty of, the game doesn't expire.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to have it. I'll play
Clearly
it.
Clearly your interest in it does.
Jeez.
Damn. Sensu beans in chat.
Woof. What's the next news story?
Good stuff. The next news story is one of those that makes me realize that even with what a shitty person I am,
which is abundantly clear from the Lucio O story.
Sometimes even I am too pure for the internet.
No.
Sometimes.
What did you see?
Because I got very excited about a thing that you were talking about where you said Sims 4 is getting a first-person mode.
Oh.
And I was so excited. I was like, oh, this is so cool. I can walk around my house. I can see everything. It's going to help me build because I can see what it's going to be like when they see it. I was so excited for all the home tours, really, and walking around SimCity. And then the internet reminded me that the internet's gross.
Oh, SimSex.
What could go wrong?
The internet is gross, and you should all feel bad about it.
What
happened?
What were some of the highlights?
Well, everybody's super hyped that they can, in The Sims 4, it's called Woohoo, they can have sex and see what actually happens, which is just going to be like a black screen. But there is
Before we move on, I feel like you don't break the dream because a lot of people out there who if you play Sims 4, probably aren't having much sex. So they probably really need to see what's happening. Like, this is educational.
She's going to be like a black screen or a gray screen or something. And then there's a mod, I guess, that's very popular called Wicked Whims or Wicked Sims or something like that. And it's like a sex mod or I don't know. It was referenced because the internet is a gross place and you're all gross people and you should feel bad about it, everybody.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed.
So, Ivy, what do you think about first-person Sims? Are you interested in that?
I've actually never played any Sims.
What?
How?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not even SimCity?
No, I've never played Sims at all. Not once.
What do you know about it? You're like an alien right now.
That you create another life in there and your little guy can do all sorts of stuff.
Pretty accurate.
No, it's role playing. Yeah, that's all it is.
It's kind of like
I heard that you can kill them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like the
that's
best
like 90% of the game.
I'm interested
in that aspect because I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon and I used to half finish my roller coaster so they just go all the people go flying off the coaster and just die.
Well, the best part is if you do that, but you make them land in the next park, because if they die in your park gets a lower rating. But if they die in the next park or off your land, it doesn't affect you, and you don't have to clean them up.
Video game logic.
I love that.
So you can like fuck up the park next year, because all these people keep dying in their park. That's crazy.
Wow. I
love it.
I played a lot of Sims back in my day. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the ones that taught me how to do all the stuff I can do on computers these days, because this is the first real good computer game I got into.
Sims in MySpace taught us all coding.
Exactly. It really did.
HTML.
Yeah, trying to get like those sparkly GIFs on your... Yeah, no, you had to code for that. The I'm not interested. This doesn't get me interested to play it again. It does get me excited for meme culture.
Memes.
Yeah.
All the memes.
Reddit's going to have a lot of fun with this.
I just want to see what my house looks like when my Sim sees it, all right? I take care of my Sim. I want her to live in a good home.
Do you? I do. Feel like you would be the...
I kill everybody else. Oh. My current Sim is a Black Widow, so I keep, like, marrying people, getting their money, adding it to my family funds, and locking them in a room until they die. And then I go out, and I'll just find the richest person in my town.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times they're married, so I'll move in with them, kill their current spouse, marry them, get their money, move back to my house, and then kill them.
You're playing a whole different game.
Huh. Wow.
That's how you play The Sims, everybody.
And she's single, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I wonder why. It's a fucking wonder that I'm... Yeah, who knows?
What do you think's gonna... Okay. This took a turn.
Are you?
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We have some people to thank. First of all, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and caffeine. Pocket Asian stopped by there. Did you see those pictures? Our boy
stopped in,
told them VGB sent them. You should do the same thing. They don't give you any discounts or anything, but it's probably just fun to do. You know, you can feel
they gave
important.
You discounts yesterday.
Did they?
For if you had an
voting
I voted sticker.
Yeah. See, they're doing their part. Thank you, Oblivion Comics Coffee. Also, we want to thank Web Around. If you guys watch David Webb or my streams, we've been doing the green screen streams, and they're so fun.
They are.
I don't know how I've gone this far without streaming with a green screen. Emma's been onto this for a while now. It's super cool. I am so into it that I went and bought this bright-ass green turtleneck.
Of course you did.
Because I got some ideas.
So you can be a floating head.
I just saw like a streamer, like a body painter that did like a robot synth paint, but she did all the negative space in green and then chromed it out.
Oh, that is badass.
It was freaking sick.
So smart. See, that's nowhere near what I'm going to put it to good use for.
Just buy a green morph suit.
That was on my list, actually, but the turtleneck was cheaper.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I saw a female streamer that I follow that did. She put on a morph suit and then she put on a bikini top, so she was literally just a pair of. She was just a titty streamer.
Yeah.
And it was like she did it because people like always talk shit about her. She's like, you know what? Fine, here we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna do way less cool or political stuff. It'll probably just be like putting my head in a fish tank or something. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's gonna be dumb hijinks. You can watch our streams live. All of us are actually streaming now pretty consistently. David, do you want to go ahead and go through your stream schedule for the week?
Yeah, I'll be streaming tomorrow night, Thursday, which if you're listening to the podcast tonight, at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. And then on Friday, be streaming about 9 p.m.
All right. Emma Skies, what's your schedule looking like?
I'll be on tomorrow at 5 p.m., finally getting back after I've been gone for a little while. So we're going to finish up Bendy and the Ink Machine, which I left on a big-ass cliffhanger because I didn't know I was going to BlizzCon.
Yeah.
So we'll finish that up tomorrow. Friday, we'll stream at some point. And, yeah.
Your fan base is starting to get really wise to you, and this was evident by you put out a tweet, I think, the other day. It was during voting day. Here it is. Well, my phone is at 1%. Can't find a charging cord in this entire house, and I don't have a car today. Looks like I'm walking to the polls. And then the first comment, highest upvoted, was, this comment is so on brand for you. I wanted to make a fishbowl of, like, Emma excuses. Just so we could play Emma Tweet Soup or something like that. we can make it happen.
No, I usually have a lot. I have a lot of times that I've, you know, not streamed or not been on time for a various number of reasons. But that one actually sucked. My phone died at 10 a.m. I let my father borrow my car while his was in the shop. And I left my only cable in his car.
Oh.
Or in my car, actually.
So on brand. Ivy Doom Kitty, when are you going to be getting back to the stream grind?
I'll be streaming after Thanksgiving because I'm leaving for another week-ish next week for Vienna Comic Con. So that'll be my last show of the year. And after that, I'll be home so I can get back on a regular streaming schedule, gaming, all that good stuff, and catch up to all of the things. So that'll be fun. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that.
We're looking forward to it. We're waiting with bated breath. I'm streaming on twitch.tv/whatsuppizzas. Lately, we've been doing a lot of Magic the Gathering streams. We've been doing some Overwatch Ash streams. It's fun to get back into the streaming grind. I've been starting from scratch, like with overlays. I used a new program that I haven't used before, Stream Elements.
Oh, yeah,
instead of Streamlabs. And I really appreciate the feedback because people come in there and I'm like, hey, what should I add to this thing? And so now I'm going to be working with throwing in some, like a pet or something like that. You can have a pet on your stream and people can feed it. So I don't know. I'm just going to experiment with shit. If it sucks, I'll get rid of it. But we'll keep adding on to it. But it's really cool. What else do we got? Anything coming up this weekend? I think expect more streams, more shows, more Emma Skies, more David Webb, more Ivy Doom Kitty, more Corey, and get banged. I kind of backed myself into a corner.
Yeah,
there.
You did. Okay.
I was trying to, like, in my head, I was 5 seconds behind.
Solid end of the podcast. That's the
Bye.
Bye.